What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The Rich Zeoli Show podcast is sponsored by Mike Venaria Jr. with Ausperity Private Wealth.
Hi, I'm Mike Venaria Jr., Wealth Management Specialist. Make your retirement dreams a reality by creating your retirement plan today. Call me at 856-252-0107.
Big breaking news all over the place today. Obviously, did he do it? Did he do it or not? Did he found not guilty of racketeering and guilty of two charges of basically transporting prostitutes over state lines? Big win at the University of Pennsylvania for our buddy Paula Scanlon and for all the women there as the Trump administration now, and a huge win for victory, common sense, and for women, has said now that men are men, women are women, and the University of Pennsylvania is going to erase all the records set by Will Thomas and apologize. This is key. Apologize to each and every swimmer who Will stole the title from and the records from. So good. This is a big win right there. And congrats to our buddy, local hero, Paula Scanlon, for being at the White House yesterday for the announcement with Linda McMahon. And she is a great friend of the show. So I'm excited the fact that they all worked hard. Riley Gaines, all of them, they worked hard. And think about it from their perspective, too. You're a college kid, and you're being called a transphobe, and the university's threatening you, and they're saying all these things, and they're telling you that if you don't stop, then you need counseling. Like, if you're a woman, and you don't like the fact that there's a dude walking around your locker room with a schlong out, that's on you. That's your problem. You need counseling. You need therapy. You're a bigot. You got to change. You got to do all those things. And you turn around and you go, what? And that's what they endured for years. So it's not just a matter of apologizing for the fact that these young women had titles and all the other accolades taken from them. It's also apologizing for shaming them and humiliating them and calling them every name in the book and accusing them of being horrible, horrible people. And that, to me, right there, is the worst part of the story, is that they told these women that they were crazy and that it's on them, and they need to fix it. They have to work on themselves to accept a man competing against them in sports. But the Trump administration, the president, came out and he said, look, this is over. You know, he signed that executive order. And do I think that the University of Pennsylvania is sincere in their apology? No, I don't. I don't think so for a second. In fact, I think they're frauds. I think that they have to say this because they want the money. They know that they'll lose all their funding, so they have to come out and say these things. But in their heart of hearts, academia, writ large, they all believe that men can be women and women can be men, and that men who want to be a woman should be able to play sports. They do. I'm telling you, they believe this stuff. They're apologizing because they have to. And fine, But this is a the kind of apology that you that is given when somebody is forced to apologize. It's not because they want to. So let's understand that point. Let's understand that point right away. And then let's talk about the fact that the University of Pennsylvania has to acknowledge the reality of life, which is that men are men, women are women. The fact that that's part of the agreement is part of the that blows my mind. It blows my mind. They go, wait a minute. It's an Ivy League school. They have to acknowledge that. And listen, let me tell you something. They didn't just figure this out 5 minutes ago. They've always known this. They just don't want to acknowledge it. But now as part of the deal, they have to. They have to acknowledge that there are men and there are women and they're not the same thing. And for UPenn, it's not like they turn around and they go, well, you know, I mean, just news to me. We just found this out. What a change. What a change to find out now that men are men and women are women. Now, this is why I don't believe them on their claim, and I don't buy it. But nevertheless, it's a big win for the women, and it's a big win for common sense and for reality. So there you go. On the Jersey side of the river, Mikey Sherrill, the Democrat candidate for governor, is a train wreck, huge train wreck. Jack Ciattarelli, Republican nominee for governor, has a really good chance of winning this. But I want to address something right away, and this is regarding a poll that was just released today that is pure and utter nonsense. So I remember very clearly back in 2021, last time the governor's race happened. It was the weekend before the election, so we're talking about late October, early November. I feel like that was an early election day, so I want to say it was like Halloween weekend, potentially. You know, the election happens the first Tuesday after the first Monday in November, but depending on when that falls, it could be like, you know, it could be the first week in November, it could be the second, obviously. But I think that year was the first week because we were at this bonfire thing with the kids, and a buddy of mine, very smart guy, works in finance, really smart guy. He said, Murphy's got a 98% chance of winning. 99, I think is what he said, 99. I said, what are you basing that on? He said, well, Monmouth University has put out a poll showing that Murphy has a double-digit lead. I said, please don't believe that. Please do not believe that that is true. I beg of you, please don't believe that. Well, he voted, but 400,000 Republicans stayed home. Now, I blame one person for that, and that's a guy named Patrick Murray, who ran the Monmouth Institute for Polling back then. And I jokingly said that he should be in prison for that. But, you know, I mean, that's what I said on Twitter. I said I'd go so far as to say Patrick Murray should be in prison for that poll. Hundreds of thousands of Republicans stayed home because they thought Murphy had it in the bag. Total corruption. The 2021 Monmouth poll screwed up the New Jersey governor's race so badly that it was shut down. They shut down the polling institute. They shut it down. And good riddance. Now, I don't really believe Patrick Murray should be in prison, but it's how I feel in my heart that he should be in prison for that because it was so bad. People went and life's busy, right? So you got whatever's going on in your life. 2021, Republicans were not really embracing early voting and mail-in balloting back then. Oh, we will this time. I promise you that. Scott Pressler, Paula Scanlon, Linda Kearns, all my friends who are Republican county chairs, we're all going to make sure that everybody votes early and votes by mail. But back in 2021, that wasn't a thing. So now you're driving home. It's Tuesday. It's election day. You're stuck in traffic. You're busy. You got a meeting. You're like, you know, it doesn't matter. Guy's going to lose anyway. And he almost won. He lost by less than 3%. But Monmouth had him losing by double digits. Double digits. So today, following in the footsteps of that disgrace of a polling institute, Rutgers said, hold my beer. And Rutgers now is coming out with a poll that shows Mikey Sherrill has a double-digit lead. A new Eagleton poll shows Mikey Sherrill with a big lead over Jack Ciattarelli in the New Jersey gubernatorial race. And I'm telling you right now, just like I told Dr. Mike Veneria today, because I saw him today, and this is the big story brought to you by Dr. Mike Veneria, VeneriaDental.com. He had a fix a filling that had cracked in my mouth, obviously. I mean, that's a, you know, It's a dentist. But and food was getting stuck up there. It was gross. You know what I mean? So Dr. Mike took care of that for me. But he said to me, he goes, this new poll's out. I said, don't believe it. Okay, do not believe this poll that shows that Mikey Sherrill has a double-digit lead over Jack Cittarelli. Throw it out. These polls are all the what they have in common here, which you have to understand, is Monmouth University, Rutgers, which is where Eagleton is, the fairly ridiculous university, fairly – these are all state colleges that get state funds. And they're all biased lefties, and they want their polls to reflect Democrats who will – stay in office and keep giving them lots and lots of money. And I don't believe these polls are honest at all. And if they're honest, then we can all agree they're incredibly inaccurate. I don't believe they're honest. But the one thing that is indisputable is that they're not accurate. You can base that on what happened in 2021. You can base that on the fact that that weekend people believed Jack Cittarelli was going to lose by double digits. And I remember election night when two uniformed New Jersey State troopers went up and stood on either side of him on the stage because he was winning. He was winning. And then overnight, his lead, because it looked like he was going to win, his lead vanished. And you can say that that's the Jersey way. I certainly would say that. But that's also because Democrats voted by mail and a lot of those mail-in ballots came in. And also dead people vote late. You know, they're busy. They're dead. So they got to vote late. We're not going to let that happen this time around. But I just want to say for the record, please do not buy this crap. A 20-point lead. Let's stop. There's no freaking way that Mikey Sherrill has a 20-point lead over Jack Cittarelli. No way. No chance. Rutgers-Eagleton is no different than Monmouth University. These are public. In fact, Rutgers is the state university of New Jersey. They don't want a Republican governor. They want a Democrat governor so that the Democrat governor will give them whatever they want. Just like Monmouth, same thing. And like all the fake polls we saw in 2016. The difference is that in 2016, when all the polls showed Hillary Clinton had a 99.99% chance of winning, and everybody said that she was going to win and Trump was going to lose, and yet Donald Trump kept saying these are fake polls, don't believe it. We kept saying it were fake polls, don't believe it. In 2021, the difference is that the organization of a national election versus an off-year state election is totally different. But lesson learned. You know, when you lose in life, you have a couple options. I always say this to my kids all the time. And I think about this from my own place in life in this world. Because I know it seems like I'm a shining success. An overnight success where everything has worked out for me. And you're right. No, the truth is I've failed at many things in life. And I think failure is a great way to learn. And I encourage people to try things and fail because it's how you learn. My daughter fell the other day getting out of my Jeep, scraped her knee, scraped her wrist. And I said to her, Claire, honey, why do we fall? So we can learn how to get back up. Which, yes, I'm stealing the line from Batman Begins. Fair enough, because that's what Batman's father says to him. But it's a good line. Why do we fall? So we can pick ourselves back up. The lessons of 2021 in that election that we've all learned are the same lessons that we learned from the 2020 election, which we applied in 2024. So the 2020 election happens. We were not ready for mail-in balloting. We were not ready for all the nonsense and the chaos and everything else, but we sure were in 2024, were we not? And we won. So you look at a loss, you take it, you learn the lessons of that loss, and then you apply them to the next election. Now, if there are any frauds out there who suggest that Jack lost because he wasn't a great candidate or he wasn't a real Republican or anything like that, those are people who are selfishly trying to ensure that he loses for their own self-interest. Don't buy them either. And it doesn't matter because you're stuck with two choices, a Democrat or a Republican. So you have to ask yourself, who do you want to win? Period. It's just that simple. It's just exactly what I said to you in 2016 when people were angry at, and I know nobody remembers that, but there were people who didn't want to vote for Donald Trump. And I said, well, you have a binary choice here. It's either Hillary Clinton's going to be president or Trump's going to be president. So in this case, it's either Mikey Sherrill's going to be governor or Jack Cittarelli's going to be governor. But the polling and the manipulation by the media, I mean, think in 2016, if people had believed those polls and stayed home, and that was the goal. And that's the goal of polling, is to manipulate you so that you will then take an action. And not voting is an action. Not voting is a deliberate action. So that's why they do it. And it's a laughable poll. And my buddy Chris Russell, who is helping Jack Cedrelli with this race, broke down a number of things regarding this poll and how bad it is by going through the crosstabs of the poll. But, for example, on page 10 of this Eagleton poll, unweighted data should not look like this. Respondents report voting 65-35 for Harris. So it's not a serious poll because the respondents in the poll are all Democrats. So you're polling Democrats for the majority. You're bulking this out with Democrats. At a Harris plus 30, Murphy plus 44, that's your sample. That's your sample. You go to a bunch of Democrats and you say, who are you going to vote for? And they go, Mikey Sherrill. And then you go, oh, new poll shows Jack's going to lose by 20 points. If your base from what you're polling, your sample, is people that voted for Kamala Harris and his royal ruggedness, King Philip the Unaccountable, of course you're going to get that result. Obviously. But this is why I tell you, please, you're gonna eat a lot of this crap. And just like I said to you in 2016, and just like I said to you in 2024, these polls are garbage. Now, they got better in 2024. And is there a way to do an actual honest poll? Yes, but those are done internally by campaigns. The ones you see in public are fugazis, and I've never really put my faith in any of them. Trafalgar's good. There's a couple of good ones out there. But the point is this. The internal campaign polling is what really works. This is a manipulation practice by the Rutgers Eagleton Institute of Politics to try to get you to take an action, which is to sit home and be defeated. Because they take a sample size of people who are all Democrats. Mikey Sherrill's a train wreck. They asked her. And you know what? Let's cue this up here. They asked Mikey Sherrill about what she thinks about Zoran Mandani, who is Mamdani, who is the socialist, communist, whack job kook, who's now the nominee for New York City mayor. A guy who is talking about confiscating people's wealth and property, and he will not condemn globalize the Intifada. And you know everything about this guy because I've brought you up to speed on just how bad he is. But this is how bad Mikey Sherrill is as a candidate. She was asked the question. This is cut number 8. Take a listen. Cut number 8. Mikey Sherrill's a train wreck, that one. All right, you know, let's take a quick break. We'll come back. Election. Oh, you got it? Great. Go ahead.
You know, if he's the Democratic candidate, which it sounds like he is, I assume I will. But I actually haven't focused as much on.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game, like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way, with stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The New York primary, because I've been so focused on my own primary. And if he's going to, you know, if he's going to be working to deliver efficient government and drive down costs, that's something very interesting to me. I'm not sure the voters of New York are very interested in who the election, you know, the candidate here in New Jersey is focused on. I'm focused on my race.
She's a train wreck. I'm telling you, that's a terrible answer. Almost as bad as the answer she gave to Charlemagne the God. The God about her insider stock trading and how she, I don't trade individual stocks. I might have to go look. Terrible answer. Bad answer. So this Zoran Mandami, just so you know, this guy is I'm considering this to be an extinction level event for the Democrat Party, where they will go the way of the Whigs if this guy wins. And while Mikey Sherrill wanted to make the race in New Jersey a referendum on President Donald Trump, now the race can be a referendum on the Democrat Party writ large and their kooky socialist whack job communist ideas like defund the police and all the other crazy things that they stand for. So in some ways, this guy getting the nomination is a gift to Jack's campaign for governor, and also exposing the fact that Mikey Sherrill is a Democrat who made millions and millions of dollars in Congress. But you will be manipulated, and they will try to manipulate you, because the one thing they don't want is they don't want a Republican to win New Jersey on the eve of the midterm elections. Remember, if you're not listening to me in New Jersey right now, we've got listeners all across the country. The Zoli Army's growing every minute. Thank you for that. Remember, you can always download the show, get it on podcast. You can also now, actually, I'm informed today that you, in addition to listening on the Odyssey app, you can now listen to the whole station on iHeartRadio's app as well. And you can listen also on TuneIn. So you can listen to 1210 WPHT on Odyssey, iHeartRadio, or the TuneIn apps. Or you can get the podcast, whatever you want to do. But the point is that if you're not in New Jersey and you're thinking, all right, well, look, the midterm elections, if the Republican governor wins, Republican candidate wins, that is going to send a gigantic message going into midterms when the Democrats are going to try to make that election a referendum on Donald Trump. So I'm just saying, batten down the hatches, kids, because we got a long way to go here. All right, big show coming up. We're going to talk about the Diddy trial. Why do you care about this? You should care about this. Your tax dollars at work. The one big beautiful bill, where does it stand? And just how bad is the new budget that His Royal Rugness King Philip the Unaccountable signed into law in New Jersey? We're coming right back.
The Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All right. So we are going to talk about Diddy and why it matters. And to do that, I'm going to bring on my buddy David Gelman, who is a South Jersey lawyer powerhouse and also a beast with his own bunker. We'll talk about that as well. Gelman Law is where you find him. Gelman, what's going on, my man?
Yo, Rich, how you doing?
Did you make your America Report set?
No. Just as you predicted, that was they booted me for a Kohlberger and everything like that. But I did go on Fox Nation with Greg Jarrett. So, you know, it was a Fox, you know, company thing, I guess.
Good. Excellent. Yeah, no, look, I told you I got bumped from America Reports yesterday. Somebody said, well, why do you, isn't it demeaning or degrading or something like that? I said, no, this is the game, man. This is, you know, it's not for the faint of heart. You gotta, you got to put on your big boy pants and go to work. And if you get bumped, you get bumped.
Yeah, that's exactly that's it. Look, if people did that, you and me, like this all the time, we'd be just crawled up in a ball. We can't let that affect us.
No, and I'm crawled up in a ball crying about the state of my life for so many other reasons. I don't need to add one more thing to it. Lately, it's microplastics. I'm terrified of microplastics. I keep hearing about that. Has Jen said anything to you about that?
Yeah, well, you know, she did see something in a story about it, like being in bottles. And, you know, you and I do like to consume a alcoholic beverage every now and then, which is in a bottle. So
yeah,
there is
that kills,
part. Yeah.
That kills everything, including the microplastics. I don't believe any of that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, so. I'm with you.
You, first of all, have to also know something too, which is this. You and I are not good looking people. We have a face for radio.
I think we're going to agree to disagree on that one, but okay.
But I want you to know, take solace in the fact that several of the young women here at Fox who I've been on shows with also get bumped. So it's not like they're just bumping the medium to average looking guys. So I just wanted to, you know,
all right, well, feel, you know, I guess I'll take that as a compliment. So thank you.
All right, buddy. Putting on your prosecutor hat for a moment before you get into your defense attorney hat. Of course, David Gelman with the best slogan in law, which is just because you did it doesn't mean you're guilty. From a prosecutor's perspective, how are when you were a prosecutor after a moment like this, when you've lost such a huge case that had national attention that cost the taxpayers $20 million? What's the first drink you drink?
Poison.
It's that bad.
I mean, you know, that's embarrassing. I'll admit I did lose some cases as a prosecutor, but sometimes you just gotta, you know, go up there and swing. But I have never lost a case like this in this fashion. Now, I don't know why the SDNY brought this. Actually, I have a pretty good idea.
Give me your theory, because I was going to actually ask you that question. Why did they even bring this case in the first place?
Well, remember, Rich, the Trump administration and was not part of this. It was the Biden administration who brought it with their SDNY. And the U.S. attorney at the time, he was an individual who, you know, pretty much drank the Kool-Aid. DEI, Me Too, you know, all the way to the moon. And I really believe that doing that, and also he was a publicity hound. You know, he never saw a camera that he didn't like. So you couple all that with the Diddy celebrity, and I think it was the perfect thing for him. Now, obviously, it didn't go very well. And I also want you to remember, I don't think you and I have really talked about this, but you know who was the main U.S. attorney in this case, right?
No.
Oh, are you familiar with James Comey, the disgraced FBI officer, the head of the FBI?
I've heard the name, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that would be none other than his daughter was the head U.S. attorney in this matter. So, I don't know. What do you think about that one? You know, two really competent individuals, I would say.
Basically, they wanted this to be kind of a big Me Too case, but the problem is that the women all said that they consented. None of them said that they were raped or that anything was done against their will. So where's the Me Too movement then?
Yeah, that's a great question. And, you know, if you come up with that answer, let me know, because I'd love to hear it. I mean, you know, especially with the Jane Doe, she testified that, you know, even though Diddy's such a terrible guy, and he is, he's not a saint by any means of the imagination, but he was still paying for rent. So the credibility of these witnesses that they brought were just, they just weren't there. And anybody else bringing that case would have really had second guesses. So I still don't understand why they would bring this case when it's really not a slam dunk by any means of the imagination. And then look at the outcome. You got two prostitution charges where if this was in state court, they'd be getting probation.
Yep.
So it's a really bad day, and they're going to have a lot of, a lot to answer for. I have a feeling heads are going to roll.
Well, because of how much money it costs the taxpayers, because obviously when you bring a case like this, you're involving lots and lots of government resources, lots and lots of government time. And so if you lose, you've wasted a lot of the taxpayers' money here in this. And, you know, they got him on two counts of basically bringing a prostitute across state lines. And, you know, I mean, for all that, you know, all that for that. And so, you know, as a taxpayer, I have to wonder, is this the best use of my money?
I mean, this was the world's most expensive prostitution case. That's how I would look at it. It's totally ridiculous. And I can tell you this, the Trump administration and the DOJ would have never brought something like this. I mean, look what's in the courts right now. Illegal immigrants, all these individuals with MS-13 and Tren de Aragua. You know, that's what the administrations and the DOJ should have been looking for. But instead, they're going after Diddy for crimes and offenses that have been committed 10, 15 years ago. You know, it's a tough pill to swallow. It really is. And the SDNY, they really got a lot of explaining to do.
So, David Gelman, putting on your defense attorney hat now at Gelman Law, let me ask you this question. What do you think Diddy spent on his defense?
Man, so, you know, you and I talked about this a little bit already. At least, and this is conservative, at least $20
million. My God.
Because people don't understand that, you know, he's been arrested for at least 10 months right now. But he's had these attorneys way longer because he knew he was under investigation. So the attorneys get to work as soon as possible. And you don't just have one or two attorneys. He probably had at least 20 to 30 attorneys. And, you know, you only see four or five attorneys in the courtroom.
Right.
But you have an army, like the Zeoli army almost, in the back doing briefs, doing motions, and getting the arguments ready. So there's such a prep process here that the amount of hours spent, you can't even imagine. I can guarantee you some of these attorneys have retired on Diddy's case.
Wow. I mean, the lawyers always win, my friend. So congratulations on being one. No doubt about that. Well, I have you, since you were one of President Trump's attorneys during the campaign and you worked on the election integrity and everything like that. Are you going to be involved in the efforts in New Jersey to help us secure the election so we can get Jack Cittirelli in there?
You're damn right I am.
Good.
1,000%. We got to do everything we can to help Cittirelli, you know, become the next governor of our great state of New Jersey. We cannot let Mickey Sherrill, who didn't she endorse the guy from New York City, Mamdani?
She did.
The huge socialist.
Yeah. She said she'll back him,
so,
and
yeah.
she agrees with his goals, and yeah, she's back in the socialist whack job who hates your people, by the way.
Yeah. Okay, that's good. That's really good. So in that case, I'm definitely going to help Jack Cittirelli. And I we've been in contact with his team a little bit, so I have a feeling we're going to be starting up pretty soon.
Good, because it's important. It matters, and the efforts by the Trump team and Michael Whatley in 2024 mattered in such a way. And I want people going into this election to believe that it's going to be secure. We're already seeing games with BS polling, like this Rutgers poll that was put out saying that she's got a 20-point lead. It's ridiculous. You know, throw that out.
I don't believe that. And Rich, if I may interject, I apologize. I just want everybody to understand Michael Whatley. This guy, without him, there's a possibility that we may not be with where we are in the White House and the House and the Senate. He is a absolute rock star. He is the reason why we are doing, well, one of the main reasons why we are in that position we're in right now. So I can't wait for Whatley and the RNC to really come into New Jersey and put the gas to the pedal, but I think they're going to really do tremendous work here.
Yeah, well, I agree with you. I think as far as RNC chairmen go, I've never seen one better than him. Chair people, chairpersons, whatever the hell you want to say. I mean, he's the best. He really is. He's constantly working, and he doesn't stop, and he takes the time to come on all the shows. He was on with Dom yesterday. He's going to be on with me, I think, next week. So, yeah, that's what we need. You know, you can't just tap in every 4 years. It has to be an ongoing, never-ending effort because there's elections that are happening constantly all the time, and it's very easy to just you not pay attention, and suddenly now you're down. So that's going to be important, especially heading into midterm elections, no doubt.
Yep. And I got to tell you, look, we're right on the cusp. You know, we're not a blue state anymore. We're purple, and we could go red.
Yes, we absolutely can, 100%. The key is, to quote the late Governor Brendan Byrne, who used to say, "When I die, I want to be buried in Camden so I can remain active in politics." Keeping the dead from voting has got to be job number one this year. So.
Yeah. Well, I mean, thank God Biden doesn't live here, right? Because, you know, that would stop that.
David Gelman, always a pleasure, my friend. I appreciate it. Reach out to David if you need getting, if you have to get off after a freak off or whatever you might need to get off. There's no way to say this. It doesn't sound great.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Gross, but if you are charged with a crime,
the sound bites are going to be ridiculous.
Thanks, my man. Appreciate it. All right, we'll take
talk to you, Rich.
See you, buddy. We'll take a quick break. We'll come right back. The latest on the One Big Beautiful Bill and where we stand with that. Don't go away.
The Rich Scioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All right, as we continue, thanks for being here today. A lot going on. Busy day. The president announcing that he's reached a trade deal with Vietnam. So that's some good news right there. And we're awaiting the House to vote on the One Big Beautiful Bill. That is something that should be coming pretty soon, I would think. I don't know if it's going to pass or not. But the first vote is on a procedural move to allow the vote on the One Big Beautiful Bill. The Dow is not happy right now, but... And a judge, a federal judge, has just jumped in to say that the president cannot continue with his asylum claims or cannot stop asylum claims. A judge wrote that neither the Constitution nor federal immigration law gave the president the authority to adopt an alternative immigration system. So a federal judge in Washington ruled on Wednesday that the Trump administration cannot categorically deny entry to people crossing the southern border to claim asylum, striking down a change made on President Trump's first day in office. You know, I guess this judge didn't get the memo about the nationwide injunctions. The ruling rejected the idea repeatedly put forth by the president that such extraordinary powers were justified to curtail what Mr. Trump has called an invasion of the United States by immigrants crossing the southern border. In a hefty 128-page opinion, Judge Randolph D. Moss of the Federal District Court for the District of Columbia wrote that the Constitution and federal immigration law did not afford Mr. Trump the expansive authorities he claimed. Quote, the court recognizes that the executive branch faces enormous challenges in preventing and deterring unlawful entry into the United States and in adjudicating the overwhelming backlog of asylum claims of those who have entered the country. But neither the Constitution nor the current law governing asylum seekers could be read to grant the president or his delegates authority to adopt an alternative immigration system. What alternative immigration system is this judge talking about? This is this whole notion. If you, there are ways to enter this country legally. They're called ports of entry. And if you have an asylum claim and you enter the country at a legal port of entry, then yes, you are covered by the asylum law. You are protected under that statute. And there's a process by which you are entitled to be heard. That doesn't mean that they're going to give it to you, but you're entitled to be heard. Okay. So if you cross the border legally, though, that's not you can't do that and claim asylum. This is what we've been saying for years now. There's a legal way to enter this country. There's a legal way to claim asylum. These are not legal methods. The judge postponed his order from taking effect for 2 weeks to give the Trump administration time to appeal, which, of course, he's going to appeal. He's going to appeal to the Supreme Court, and he absolutely has the right to do this. The proclamation by the president titled Guaranteeing the State's Protection Against Invasion suspends the nation's refugee admissions program and overrides immigration and asylum procedures that Congress set in the Immigration and Nationality Act. And the question here, this is from, if I can find this now. The judge agreed to certify asylum seekers in the case as a class, an important win for those individuals, after the Supreme Court last week limited the power of individual judges to issue nationwide injunctions. Okay, so that's how he got around it, as a class action, by doing it that way. Anyway, the judges are not going to stop trying to stop the president, no doubt about that. We're going to continue to watch that, and we'll see what that goes. But I tell you, I mean, looking at the state of the left melting down over alligator Alcatraz. God, you know, Johnny Cook brought up a great point the other day on X, mosquitoes. Like, the mosquitoes terrify me way more than the alligators do in the freaking Everglades, but nobody's talking about the mosquitoes. Like, I'm not worried about an alligator, but mosquito bites, you know what I'm saying? But you don't hear about that. They're not saying anything about that. But there's a lot of outrage over alligator Alcatraz, as you can imagine. There's a great way to avoid an alligator eating you. Don't try to escape the detention center at alligator Alcatraz, right? I mean, I'm just saying, if you try not to do that, in other words, if you decide I am not going to escape, if you make that decision, you don't have to worry about getting eaten by an alligator. This is entirely on you to choose to not get eaten by an alligator. I'm just saying, you have the power in your hands. Just like if you don't want to get shot by a cop, don't escape from prison because they consider you dangerous and, you know, they might open fire and kill you. You know what I mean? I'm just throwing that out there. I'm just, you know, making this point. But here's Joy Reid. This is cut number 12. Joy Reid of MSNBC talking about alligator Alcatraz being a concentration camp. Yes, she actually used that term. Cut 12.
I had to forget about him, but Ron DeSantis is still governor of Florida. He took the comfy couch hosts on a tour of the concentration camp that he's building in Florida in order to round up people, brown people, and throw them in a camp because he doesn't want them in Florida. Surprise, surprise, the economy of Florida is going to be severely harmed by rounding up brown people who, by the way, all over this country, Latinos are afraid to go to work. Anybody who is perceived or looks Latino is afraid to go to work. I know people.
I have a feeling that that's a little bit of a gross exaggeration from Joy Reid. I'm going to go on a limb here and say that. But if you were to be in Florida and drive around, you'd see many brown people. Tom Homan, the GOAT of the immigration process, talked about this facility, Alligator Alcatraz. Look, it's got a fun name, and I'm sure there'll be T-shirts and bumper stickers and everything else. Like, I survived Alligator Alcatraz. But the point of this is it's a detention facility. If you don't try to escape, you don't have to worry about the alligators. They should provide bug spray. I mean, this is a humanitarian to me. They should make sure that everybody has off because mosquito bites are no joke. They spread Zika, whatever the hell it is, and all kinds of bad things, mosquito bites, and then you itch too. But they got all diseases, but so make sure everybody's got off. I don't know if you can light a citronella candle. If it's me, I'm bombing the whole place with DDT. You know, I know that the left does not like to hear that. I know some people don't like to hear that, but DDT works, and you know. I'm not sure. I'm not really set on the whole like genetic engineering of mosquitoes so they can't breed and lay eggs. That kind of freaks me out a little bit. I feel like we're going to create super mosquitoes that we can never kill, that will just like lick off for fun, the bug spray off. You know what I mean? That's what I worry about. The unintended consequence of that. You genetically modify a mosquito and then he goes, bug spray, delicious. That worries me. But anyway, Tom Homan talked about this. This is cut 13. If we can play that. Tom Homan, of course, the border czar. Take a listen.
Living in a tent in Iraq, oftentimes with no AC in the middle of summer. Nobody complained about that being inhumane for me when I was serving the country, but it's bad for illegals?
No, because ICE has the highest detention standards in the industry. I'll put our detention standards against any state prison, any federal correctional facility. We got high detention standards at high cost. And look, like the president says, we're talking about people who are in the country lately that are public safety threats and how much luxury you want them to have. Right. And this facility is going to give exactly what the left's been screaming about, due process, due process, due process. Guess where due process happens? At this facility, because there's going to be immigration judges there to hear their case and take their pleas. And this is going to be their last stop. When they leave here, they'll be on a deportation plane to their homeland.
Yeah.
There you go. Imagine that. So due process, very important point, and this is where people will get it. All right, coming up, we got a lot to get to. The One Big Beautiful Bill, will we have a House vote on this? That is the question. We'll talk about it straight ahead. Don't go away.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.